Relo Funding is bringing the next generation of mortgage lending to life. If you're part of Relo Funding, consider this podcast your weekly go-to professional development. And if you're interested in employment with us, tune in to gain insight into this exciting new venture. If you're already in the mortgage industry, don't worry, we've got what you need to. This is your go-to real estate and mortgage lending podcast. Join us every week for the Relo Funding Podcast. Relo Funding is a new and innovative approach for real estate agents to provide their customers the seamless and professional mortgage experience they deserve. At Relo Funding, we believe in transparency, effective and efficient processes, strong pricing, and quality performance, all while compensating agents for their efforts. And here's your host, Rich Flanagan.
It's Rich Flanagan and Eric Bowlby here again for our Relo Funding Podcast, episode number 5. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for everybody that's reached out, that have started listening to the podcast. I've gotten a lot of great text messages, phone calls, and it seems like people are really starting to enjoy it and want to make sure that we continue to do it. We try to provide as much, you know, positive information and sharing kind of our wins and kind of what we're working on every week. So really appreciate you guys, listening in, as well as feel free to, you know, to share this information, you know, with our new Relo originators. Obviously, we're, you know, putting them on the chain, but if you want to share the link, so they can kind of listen in on what we're doing, you know, feel free. And that's what this is all about. You know, we have, you know, going to have, the goal is to have a much larger, you know, Relo originator family. And this gives us a great opportunity to share information with them and stay connected in any way we possibly can. So good things last week. Up over 140 agents that have, you know, filled out their intake form. We now have 4 agents through their school. I think either 2 or 3 of them are now official, you know, Relo originators, you know, on the books, with another one's paperwork on the way. I think we have 20 more plus registered in classes. So the momentum is definitely starting, and I'm getting call after call from some of the originators out there that are talking to the agents, and as well as, you know, the presentations that I have done. But so far, the feedback has been really, really good.
Guys, one thing to remind you on, the people that you send to the video, you want to make sure and have them and do a follow-up and push them into the classes. I know a few of you have been reaching out, and everybody that you talk to says, oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that. Help them out. Help them register for it. You're just going to speed up the process.
And when they do watch that video, we want to continue to communicate that they need to watch the entire video to make sure they get the post-webinar email that has, you know, all the information about the FAQs, the legal background, as well as that second video that takes a deeper dive into the commission structure, as well as kind of next steps. But real important for you guys to follow up with them. If you did give them the information about going to the webinar, following up, make sure they actually did it. Did they watch the entire webinar? And most importantly, did they receive that post-webinar email? Because again, that has the intake form and how they get signed up. So just want to make sure that we're not missing the boat on any of that. We are moving all of the intake and marketing follow-up to the marketing department now. Lindsay Brogan will still be involved, but the marketing department is putting together a ton of different processes to make ensure that, you know, nothing slips through the cracks, that we're doing everything we can to support our new Relo originators' desire to get into classes. So we want to make sure that we're kind of hand-holding them all the way across the finish line, because, you know, that's the most important. They, you know, people get really excited at the beginning, and we don't want to lose that momentum. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure that that we keep that kind of excitement going throughout the process. Eric, anything happened last week or for you, exciting things? I had a really funny meeting in Orange County with a gentleman named Kevin. I believe his last name out of us right now, but a guy that's been working with Keller Williams for years is actually decided he's going out on his own to start his own brand. He has 20 agents right now and looks like he's going to have 20 more here very shortly, but just getting launched. South African fellow, is so funny. And he started laughing as I gave my presentation and couldn't figure out where that was going. And his next response was, "This is effing brilliant." So
I like that with the accent.
It was, and I don't know if that was South African, but it was the best I can do. But it was funny as hell, and just had a fantastic meeting with him, and he's really excited about it. And you know, he said something really, really interesting to me that really resonated. And he said that he goes, "Agents trust agents," and why that resonated with me is because it's so true that, you know, the more that we can get our agent partners kind of interested and excited about Relo, it's those agent partners talking, kind of building the network, that really is where the excitement is. And it's so true. It's that he equated this to, you know, an agent asking another agent about, you know, if they're unhappy with their lender partner at the time. And of course, they're going to ask other agents about you know, who they're using and if they're happy with them. And because agents trust agents. And so I was like, wow, that's pretty poignant with comes to what we're doing with Relo. He goes, because you get the agents involved and you get them talking, and that's, you know, kind of where the magic is. So he's going to be having us out to do a bunch of his meetings as well, because he absolutely loved the platform. So kind of, it was fun.
Yeah, I would say from my side, this last week I decided to take a different angle. I've done so many pitches to brokers and real estate teams that I wanted to go back and do some recruiting.
Yeah.
So what I did, I just started calling past AmeriFirst employees who I've kept in contact with and said, "Hey guys, I want you to poke holes in this system. Can I tell you what we're up to?"
Yeah.
And a few of them had already heard. A few of them who hadn't heard were a little bit of shock. Sent them all to watch the video. The feedback has been amazing. Some of the branches here are going to definitely reap some benefits of some of these phone calls. Guys, if you're not looking at Relo as also a way to build your downline with loan officers, and you're really missing the point. This isn't just for getting your agents underneath you. It's also for finding loan officers that you can get underneath you. In fact, there's not a better person really to have underneath you than another loan officer. Agents may do four deals a year, but loan officers do four deals a month. So building that downline with an originator underneath you is a great way. We all have friends that used to work with us that are no longer here. I'm sure you guys have kept in contact with them. It's a fun way, even if it's not somebody that worked here, just someone that you know that maybe you worked with at another company. It's a great way to really reach out and grow your downlines. It's all about the building your multiple sources of income, guys.
Agreed. Yeah, we've already added a couple different recruits, you know, in California, just about to add another one in Texas, you know, groups that are coming on because of Relo. You know, that was something that really resonated with them. So the recruiting angle has definitely been fantastic. Guys, some of the things that we're working on right now is and I wanted to make sure we were communicating with you, is it's all about documenting. You know, this process is new all the way from, you know, the time that we talk to some of our new potential Relo originators, getting them all the way through the process. And then once they become a Relo originator, what that world looks like for them. So spent a lot of time in think tanks, you know, over these last this last week, making sure that we're documenting all those processes. So when, you know, a new Relo originator comes on, that they fully understand what their role is and exactly how they play, you know, in that process. And most importantly, how that transfer then works to the upline expert, you know, which is, you know, we refer to as the Sherpa. And what role they play in that. And so we're really trying to make sure that we document that, making sure that, you know, we kind of have an eye in the sky. You know, Steve Travis, if some of you don't know, is the one kind of overseeing, and Steve is absolutely amazing. We always refer to him as the wolf. I don't think there's probably another person in the company that knows more about how to package a loan than Steve does. But also, he cares deeply about the process. And he's kind of keeping an eye on, you know, all deals that are Relo right now, making sure that we're not only making sure that they're going smoothly, because, you know, obviously this entire thing is about creating great consumer experience, but also making sure that we're documenting how that's going through the process and making sure that, you know, we can continue to scale this and duplicate it, you know, through the organization as, you know, we continue to gain momentum with this. So spending a lot of time, you know, doing that. I know that you guys have heavy anticipation about us launching some software. After careful consideration and going back and forth, we thought we had something chosen. We've made the decision just this last week that we're actually going to be building our own. Feel as though we can launch that just as quickly as implementing a software that a lot of the software that is out there is product based, and you know we're more transactional based. And you know Bo Ching, who is you know head of our technology department, has already built this before. And some of the things that we want to do that are very specific to the mortgage industry, they're kind of very unlike other kind of network marketing models. We felt as it would be so much easier for us to kind of create our own, because we might as well start doing it now versus knowing that we're going to have to do it anyway, just because our model is a little bit unique. We're basically using like 10 or 20% of the software that was out there because of the uniqueness of it. And because a lot of the data platforms that we already have built, like things like Arc, obviously we're pulling information from Encompass, is the stuff that's feeding that anyway. So it's really kind of just organizing that so you know somebody can log in and kind of see their downline, see their genealogy, how they're getting paid, as well as some of the things that we really want them to be able to see, which is things like applications that were taken, credit pulled, or what their pull through is, so they can get excited about deals that they have coming through the pipeline and what future pay and things like that. So kind of made that decision. We feel like it'll take us about 90 days to get that first run out. And everybody's committed to kind of putting all hands on deck to make sure that happens quickly, because we do think it's crazy important. I don't have a whole lot more. One last thing I will say, I can't say this, kind of recommend this any higher. These podcasts, I have been cracking out on podcasts. It is such a great time to, while you're driving around the car, while you're working out. I used to listen to music all the time. Kind of figured out that it's a great way to spend my time, and because it's just so thought evoking, and not only just for Relo, but just for you as originators and always looking for new ways to kind of bring value to your agent partners. There's so many great podcasts about marketing, about social media marketing, how to be relevant kind of in this digital world. Relationship building, building business. There's just 1,000 different podcasts out there. Some really interesting stuff. I mean, Joe Rogan had Elon Musk on, and I listened. It was like 2.5 hours. Man, that guy is insanely smart. If you want to feel dumb, listen to Elon Musk. Holy cow. But my point is just listen to these things. They're such great conversation starters. You know, everybody's always looking for, things to talk to their agent partners or with, to try to bring value. And like I said, I've listened to him. Obviously, you guys know I'm a huge Gary Vee fan. Seth Godin. There's TED Talks. A million ways for you guys to fill your brain. It's a great way to start your day, kind of on a positive note, and kind of get you fired up to get out there and start pitching. I use little pieces of it all the time when I'm talking about Relo, and trying to kind of create parallels between what's going on out there and in the different verticals out there with technology and some of the reasons that we're launching Relo. So I think it's a great opportunity for you guys to, like I said, fill your brain, and it kind of gets you going in the right direction for the day. So anyway, I hope everybody has a great rest of the week. We'll be back next week and hopefully share some new and exciting stuff.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.